Well, good morning, St. John's Church family and all who are listening, and thanks for tuning in on Life FM or via our website. I'm Philip Burns, and this is the podcast of St. John's Presbyterian Church in Forest Street, Bendigo. Our first hymn this morning will be, O Worship the King. On this morning's podcast, we'll be continuing our series on the life and ministry of Elisha the prophet. There'll be more hymns and songs to praise the name of our great God. Peter and Lorraine are reading the scriptures for us. There'll be a message for the children. And later in the hour, I'll bring a message from God's word to teach and encourage us. But now Peter will lead us in prayer.
Let us draw near to God in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you in his name in prayer with adoration, praise, and thanksgiving. We worship you, the one living and true God, and acknowledge with glad thankfulness that you rule over all in perfect holiness, that you are the Father of lights with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. We thank you that, knowing you, we have grace to trust you even in times of darkness and uncertainty, times when we find it difficult to believe your promise that all things work together for good to those who love you, even us whom you have called to faith in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Our gracious God, we give thanks for every blessing, but above all we give thanks for your Son, our Lord Jesus, and for your gospel, the good news that you so loved the world that you gave him, so that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. We rejoice and give thanks that you did not wait for us to love you before you loved us. Rather, in this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. So we praise you for your free grace to us in him, that through faith in him we have peace with you in the forgiveness of our sins and the security of adoption as your children. Our loving Father God, we pray for the advancement of your kingdom in the world. May your blessing attend the telling of the good news of salvation through faith in Jesus. Bless, we pray, your faithful ministers and missionaries and every believer who faithfully testifies to the gospel of your grace. May your gospel come to people not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, so that many may turn to you from idols, to serve you, the living and true God, and to wait for your Son from heaven, whom you raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. May the day soon come when you will judge the world in righteousness and vindicate your suffering people, and make an end of sin and sickness and suffering and death. In the meantime, strengthen us in faith and help us to remember your word. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Holy God, in your presence we know ourselves defiled by sins, by our rebellion against you. The psalmist in the Spirit asked, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? And the answer came, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. Faithful Father, we confess that even as your redeemed, blood-bought children, our hands are not clean and our hearts are not pure. For we have done what we ought not to have done, and left undone what we ought to have done. We have entertained impure thoughts and cherished evil in our hearts, and we have not loved you or each other as we ought. Have mercy upon us for Christ our Saviour's sake, for he died for us, and his blood cleanses from every sin. And give us the assurance of your forgiveness with peace of conscience and joy in the Holy Spirit, as we rest upon your promises to those who confess and forsake their sins. Empower us, we pray, in the way of holiness, so that we may more and more die unto sin and live unto righteousness, for we ask it in Christ our Saviour's name. Amen. Good morning. My name is Peter, and we're reading from the second book of Kings, chapter 6, verse 24, to chapter 7, verse 2. Afterward, Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, mustered his entire army and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria as they besieged it, until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver, and the fourth part of a cab of dove's dung for 5 shekels of silver. Now, as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried out to him, saying, "Help, my lord, O king." And he said, "If the Lord will not help you, how shall I help you? From the threshing floor or from the winepress?" And the king asked her, "What is your trouble?" She answered, "This woman said to me, 'Give your son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow.' So we boiled my son and ate him. And on the next day I said to her, 'Give your son that we may eat him.' But she has hidden her son." When the king heard the words of the woman, he tore his clothes. Now he was passing by on the wall, and the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth beneath on his body. And he said, "May God do so to me, and more also, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, remains on his shoulders today." Elisha was sitting in his house, and the elders were sitting with him. Now the king had dispatched a man from his presence, but before the messenger arrived, Elisha said to the elders, "Do you see how this murderer has sent to take off my head? Look, when the messenger comes, shut the door and hold the door fast against him. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him?" And while he was still speaking with them, the messenger came down to him and said, "This trouble is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer?" But Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time a seer of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 seers of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." Then the captain on whose hand the king leaned said to the man of God, "If the Lord himself should make windows in heaven, could this thing be?" But he said, "You shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not eat of it." Our next song will be, "Christ is Mine for Evermore."
Well, it's time for the children's talk. It's Philip again here, and I'm wondering if you've ever been really, really hungry. I don't just mean hungry for a snack after school, but really, really hungry. So hungry that you might even have said, "I'm so hungry I could eat a horse." Have you ever said that? I'm pretty sure I've said that at some point in my life, probably even more than once. So hungry I could eat a horse. Not that I ever would, of course. It's just kind of awful to think about it. Did you know that this expression has been around for hundreds of years? It goes back to the time when horses were used for transporting people and things, and so it wasn't just any horse standing out in the paddock, but the horse they were using on a regular basis. It's funny how in Australia in the second half of the 1900s that people took up that saying and changed it a little bit so that it became, "I'm so hungry I could eat a horse and chase its rider up a tree." That's funny. But what was happening in our reading this morning from 2 Kings chapter 6 wasn't funny in any way at all. The people of Samaria in Israel were under attack from the Syrian army. The Syrian army had surrounded the city and camped outside of it, allowing no one to go in and no one to come out. And that meant that the people couldn't go out to look after their gardens and gather food and tend to their crops. And soon there was no food at all in the city, and people started eating all sorts of things just to keep themselves alive. It was a famine. It would have been a terrible thing to be there and see it, and even worse, to have to be one of the people who starved to death. The funny thing is, if you can remember back to last week's reading, when Elisha had opportunity to strike hard against the Syrian army, he fed them and let them go. So the fact that the Syrians were now causing the people of Israel to starve to death wasn't only just not fair, it was repaying good with evil. It might surprise you to know that it's estimated that there are 270 million people in the world now who know what it's like to live in famine. That's 2,700 times the population of the city of Bendigo, and nearly 11 times the number of people who live in Australia. Imagine that if you can. Imagine not being able to sleep or do schoolwork or run or play outside because you are just so hungry and there isn't anything to eat. We shouldn't forget that famines aren't a thing of the past. What can we do about it? Well, here's a couple of things. First, try to remember to be thankful to God for all that He gives you. You can express this attitude of gratitude to Him by pausing to give thanks before or even after a meal. Then, try to remember to share what God has given you. I don't mean you have to give away your lunch at school, but it might mean putting aside some money to help sponsor a child or provide a poor family with something they can eat for a time. Proverbs 19 verse 7 says, "Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and He will repay him for his deed." And then, try to remember what God's word tells us to do. Galatians 6:10 says, "So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." There's a lot to think about this morning. Maybe the next time you're hungry, you'll remember something of how good God is and has been to you, and how much other people, especially God's people all over the world, are in need. Hope to see you soon.
Today's reading is from 2 Kings chapter 7, verses 2 to 20. "Now there were four men who were lepers at the entrance to the gate. And they said to one another, 'Why are we sitting here until we die? If we say, "Let us enter the city," the famine is in the city and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we also die. So now come, let us go over to the camp of the Syrians. If they spare our lives, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die." So they arose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. But when they came to the edge of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no one there. For the Lord had made the army of the Syrians hear the sound of chariots and horses, the sound of a great army, so that they said to one another, "Behold, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Egypt to come against us." So they fled away in the twilight and abandoned their tents, their horses and their donkeys, leaving the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. And when these lepers came to the edge of the camp, they went into a tent and ate and drank, and they carried off silver and gold and clothing and went and hid them. Then they came back and entered another tent and carried off things from it and went and hid them. Then they said to one another, "We are not doing right. This day is a day of good news. If we are silent and wait until the morning light, punishment will overtake us. Therefore, come, let us go and tell the king's household." So they came and called to the gatekeepers of the city and told them, "We came to the camp of the Syrians. And behold, there was no one to be seen or heard there, nothing but the horses tied and the donkeys tied and the tents as they were." Then the gatekeepers called out, and it was told within the king's household. And the king rose in the night and said to his servants, "I will tell you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we are hungry. Therefore they have gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the open country, thinking, 'When they came out of the city, we shall take them alive and go into the city.' And one of his servants said, 'Let some men take five of the remaining horses, seeing that those who are left here will fare like the whole multitude of Israel who have already perished. Let us send and see.' So they took two horsemen, and the king sent them after the army of the Syrians, saying, 'Go and see.' So they went after them as far as the Jordan, and behold, all the way was littered with garments and equipment that the Syrians had thrown away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king. Then the people went out and plundered the camp of the Syrians. So a seah of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. Now the king had appointed the captain on whose hand he leaned to have charge of the gate. And the people trampled him in the gate, so that he died, as the man of God had said when the king came down to him. For when the man of God had said to the king, 2 seahs of barley shall be sold for a shekel, and a seah of fine flour for a shekel, about this time tomorrow in the gate of Samaria. The captain had answered the man of God, If the Lord himself should make windows in heaven, could such a thing be? And he had said, You shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not eat of it. And so it happened to him, for the people trampled him in the gate, and he died. Our next song will be, He Will Hold Me Fast.
Well, that's all from us at St. John's Presbyterian Church, Bendigo, this Sunday morning. And we'd like to express our grateful thanks to Life FM for hosting this podcast each week. My name is Philip Burns. It's been great to have you listen in via Life FM or via our website, bendigopc.org.au. You can find there all our contact details and information on how you too can come to know of the salvation that comes by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Join us again next Sunday at 9 a.m. on Life FM, or better still, if lockdown restrictions aren't in place, join us at 10:30 a.m. at our church building on the corner of Forest and Mackenzie Streets in central Bendigo. Until then, may God grant you his peace, his blessing, and his grace this day as you walk with him and serve in his name.